Krishna Book, Canto 20, Prayers by the Personified Vedas, Chapter 87, Scene 36, Conclusion. Thus, the great sage Narada, after hearing from his spiritual master, Narayana Rishi, became completely realized. Narada became established in the truth and became so happy that he offered prayers to Narayana Rishi. A Naishtika Brahmachari is also called Viravrata. Narada Muni addressed Narayana Rishi as an incarnation of Krishna, and Narada specifically addressed him as the supreme well-wisher of the conditioned souls. It is stated in Bhagavad Gita, Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam. Lord Krishna descends in every millennium just to give protection to his devotees and to annihilate the non-devotees. Narayana Rishi, also being an incarnation of Krishna, is also addressed as the well-wisher of the conditioned souls. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Bhoktaram yagya tapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram suhriddam sarva bhutanam gatva mang shantam richati. Everyone should know that there is no well-wisher like Krishna. Everyone should understand that Lord Krishna is the well-wisher of everyone and should thus take shelter unto Krishna. In this way, one can become completely confident and satisfied, knowing that he or she has someone who is able to give all protection. Krishna himself, his incarnations, and his plenary expansions are all supreme well-wishers of the conditioned souls. But Krishna is the well-wisher even for the demons, for Krishna gave salvation to all demons who came to kill him at Vrindavan. Therefore, Krishna's welfare activities are absolute, for even though Krishna annihilates a demon or gives protection to a devotee, Krishna's activities are one and the same. It is said that the demon Putana was elevated to the same position as Krishna's mother. So when Krishna kills a demon, it should be known that the demon is supremely benefited by it. However, a pure devotee is always protected by Lord Krishna. After offering respects to his spiritual master, Narada Muni went to the ashram of Vyasadeva and narrated the entire story to his disciple. Thus, Narada Muni, being properly received by Vyasadeva in his ashram and seated very comfortably, began to narrate what he had heard from Narayana Rishi. In this way, Shukadeva Goswami informed Maharaj Parikshit of the answers to his questions regarding the essence of Vedic knowledge and regarding what is considered to be the ultimate goal in the Vedas. The supreme goal in life is to seek the transcendental blessings of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and thus become engaged in the loving service of Lord Krishna. One should follow in the footsteps of Shukadeva Goswami and all the Vaishnavas in disciplic succession and should pay respectful obeisances unto Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is also known as Hari. The four sects of Vaishnava disciplic succession, namely the Madhva Sampradaya, the Ramanuja Sampradaya, the Vishnu Swami Sampradaya, and the Nimbarka Sampradaya, in pursuance of all Vedic conclusions, all agree that one should surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Vedic literatures are divided into two parts, the Srutis and the Smritis. The Srutis are the four Vedas, Rig, Sama, Atharva, and Yajus, and also the 108 Upanishads, whereas the Smritis are the Puranas, like Mahabharata, which includes Bhagavad Gita. The conclusion of all of these is that one should know Sri Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna is the Paramapurusha, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, under whose superintendence material nature works, being created, maintained, and destroyed. After the creation, the Supreme Lord incarnates into three, Lord Brahma, Lord Vishnu, and Lord Shiva. All of these take charge of the three qualities of material nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance. But the ultimate direction is in the hand of Lord Vishnu. The complete activities of material nature, under the three modes, are being conducted under the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. And this is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Mayad Yakshena, and in the Vedas, Sa Aikshata. The atheistic Sankhyite philosophers offer their arguments that this material cosmic manifestation is due to Prakriti and Purusha, and they argue that nature and material energy constitute the material cause and the effective cause. But Krishna is the cause of all causes. Krishna is the cause of all material and effective causes. Prakriti and Purusha are not the ultimate cause. Just as superficially, it appears that a child is born due to the combination of the father and mother, but the ultimate cause of both the father and the mother is Krishna. Krishna is therefore the original cause, or the cause of all causes, as confirmed in Brahma Samhita, Ishvara Paramaha Krishnaha, Sachid Ananda Vigraha, Anadir Adir Govinda, Sarva Karana Karanam. In material nature, both the Supreme Lord and the living entities enter. The Supreme Lord Krishna, by one of his plenary expansions, manifests as Shirodakashayi Vishnu. The gigantic Vishnu form lying in the causal ocean is known as Mahavishnu. Then, from that gigantic form of the Mahavishnu, Garbhodakashayi Vishnu expands in every universe. From him, Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva expand. This Vishnu, Shirodakashayi Vishnu, enters into the hearts of all living entities as well as into all material elements, including the atom. Brahma Samhita says, Andantarastha Paramanu Chayantarastham. Krishna is within this universe and also within every atom. The living entity has a small material body taken from various species and forms, and similarly, the whole universe is but the material body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This body is described in the Shastras as Virata Rupa. Just as the individual living entity maintains one's particular body, the Supreme Personality of Godhead maintains the whole cosmic creation and everything within it. As soon as the individual living entity leaves the material body, the body is immediately annihilated. And similarly, as soon as Lord Vishnu leaves the cosmic manifestation, everything is annihilated. Only when the individual living entity surrenders unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead is his or her liberation from material existence assured. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Mam eva ye prapadyante, mayam etang turantite. Surrendering unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead is therefore the cause of liberation and nothing else. How the living entity becomes liberated from the modes of material nature after surrendering unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead is illustrated by the example of a sleeping man within a room. When a man is sleeping, everyone sees that he is present within the room, but actually the man himself is not within that body, for while sleeping, a man forgets his bodily existence, although others may see that his body is present. Similarly, a liberated person engaged in devotional service of Lord Krishna may be seen by others to be engaged in household duties of the material world. But since one's consciousness is fixed in Krishna, one does not live within this world. One's engagements are different, exactly as the sleeping man's engagements are different from his bodily engagements. It is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Mangchayo vyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatityaitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. A devotee engaged full-time in the transcendental loving service of Lord Krishna has already surpassed the influence of the three modes of material nature. A devotee is already situated on the Brahman platform of spiritual realization, although a devotee appears to be living within the body or within the material world. Srila Rupa Goswami stated in this connection in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Anya Vilashita Shunyam Jnana Karmadhyanavritam Anu Kulyena Krishnanu Shilanam Bhakti Uttama. The person whose only desire is to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead may be situated in any condition in the material world, but such a person is to be understood to be Jivan Mukta. That is to say, he or she is considered liberated while living within the body or living within this material world. The conclusion, therefore, is that a person fully engaged in Krishna consciousness is a liberated person, and such a person has actually nothing to do with the material world. Those who are not in Krishna consciousness are called karmis and jnanis, and they hover on the bodily and mental platforms, and thus they are not liberated. The situation of the Krishna conscious liberated person is called Kaivalya Nirasta Yoni. A person situated on the transcendental platform becomes free from the repetition of birth and death. And this is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter. Janma karma cha me divyam, evam yo veti tatvataha, tyakva dehang punar janma, naiti mam eti sorjuna. So, simply by knowing the transcendental nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, one becomes free from the chains of the repetition of birth and death. And after quitting one's present body, he or she goes back home, back to Godhead. This is the conclusion of all the Vedas. Thus, one should surrender unto the lotus feet of Lord Krishna after understanding the prayers offered by the personified Vedas. Thus ends Chapter 87, Scene 36, Conclusion. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. End of Canto 20, Prayers by the Personified Vedas.